escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's certified one-owner pre-owned pickup trucks and SUVs at ArminChevy.com. That's ArminChevy.com. Together, let's drive. Our Twitter poll question of the day today: what are you feeling more after the weekend? Positive because the Phillies swept, or negative because you are concerned about Zach Wheeler? We'll check the results in the 9 o'clock hour. Let's go back to the phones and talk to Steve in Willow Grove. Stevie.
Yo, good morning.
What Hi, up, pal? Steve.
The king of producers, the queen of radio, Richie Rich, the man in love. Oh my goodness.
Hi.
What a way to start
the
a Monday.
What a great title to have, the man in love. Like, that just is a, I don't think that's ever bad, you know?
Nah, love is good. Love
is good. Love does, hey. It helps, not hurts. That's right.
So, you know, I'm concerned losing the guard. However, we have the best quarterback that can figure it out and will know how to direct traffic. So, yes, it's a shame he got hurt and possibly he might not be there, but we have the MVP, okay? And we'll be fine. And it's a shame he got hurt, but what are you going to do?
It is part of the NFL. It's something that we as Eagles fans have not felt as much the last couple years because mm-hmm. they've been so lucky or good yeah. or whatever you want to say with the injury stuff. I mean,
they are unbelievable.
To go to two Super Bowls and have 43 out of 44 starters play is miraculous. It really is. And yeah. one and the one who didn't was hurt team. In the playoffs in Nickobe. So, Steve, we're hoping for the best with Dickerson, but, you know, I think it's certainly possible that the Phillies do have, or the Eagles do have more injuries this year than the last couple because they have it is unnatural how healthy they have been.
Yeah, maybe call up Kelce, see if he wants to play a little football.
Oh, dude, put him at guard. Yeah,
yeah.
Or move Juergens over and then you go back to guard. Yeah, that's an idea, Steve. I don't think that's going to happen.
And then on the Phillies, I was down on the general manager with what he did at the trade line, but
the president of baseball operations.
This past weekend, the Minnesotians took over the games and won the games for us. Like, I'm watching this and I'm thinking, you know, what, Kepler on Saturday getting that
Friday,
hit?
Friday, yeah. Wasn't it?
Like,
yeah, it was Saturday.
Yesterday, Bader with that steal, and then, Jesus, the reliever's crazy.
He's awesome. Yeah, it is so wild. They've got all these Twins, former Twins players here.
It's so unbelievable.
Right? It was
so
nice to see, Steve. I'm with you.
So with the answer,
yes,
this guy got, you know, he went bankrupt. His brother-in-law stole all his money. The IRS came after him. You know, he had three divorces. Tried to kill himself.
Wow.
Top of the world, Billy Joel.
Wow, I didn't know Billy Joel was down that bad. That was
I was just watching that
the doc. I haven't
special.
Seen it yet. It's good.
I watched, yeah, love it.
Yeah. Love Billy. That was my first concert. Billy Joel.
Really?
Yeah. I couldn't believe he was standing on top of his grand piano backwards, like threatening to
jump
do
the crowd,
nasty
yeah.
plunge into the crowd. Billy Joel, holy cow, what a songwriter. Mm-hmm. Unbelievable yeah. songwriter. I used to, on the way to swim practice, which I dreaded, I would hide under the front seat next to the heater with the Billy Joel cassette, An Innocent Man, playing in my mom's car. Uh-huh. And I just wanted to crawl right inside, right under that seat and hide. I hated swimming laps and staring at uh-huh. that lane line at the bottom uh-huh. of the pool. I yeah. just was so bored.
You were just good at it, so you had to do it?
I guess. I don't even know if I was that good at it. I think
well,
it was
you won
just
a lot.
Good
Didn't you
exercise.
Say you won all your meets and stuff like that? Weren't you really
well,
good?
Well, we were a good team.
Oh, okay.
There were other guys.
Look at this
were...
guy. We were a good team. You know, nothing
it's
to do with
true.
Me. I didn't have anything to do with it.
Oh, Cumberland Valley Aquatic Club was a powerhouse back in the day.
Still are.
We still have a record, I yeah, think. Yeah. yeah our relay team club. Still has a record. And I think I still have a record
I
in the
be
fly.
I want to be part of an aquatic club someday, like Steve Zissou or something yeah. like that. I think that's fun.
Here's the crazy thing. So yes. Clark says he's joining the swim team at uh-huh, Roman this year. Uh-huh. They practice at the prep.
Really?
Which I think is odd.
That's very odd.
They, well, Roman doesn't have a swimming pool.
Sure, sure. So. But still, find another one other than your rival. Like,
yeah,
you know,
it's kind of weird.
It is weird. Mm. All right, well, 215-592-949. Yeah, find a new pool, all
yeah.
right? Let's talk to our buddy Drew in Westchester. Drewzef.
Morning show host, Seltzer. How we doing, folks?
What up, pal?
Yeah, so let's start with the Phils and then, you know, just touch on the Landon injury if there's time. I might just be trying to manifest this, but I'm not that worried about Zach yet. I feel like this is always kind of his like worst time of the year. Like I was looking up like 4.81 ERA in August 2021, 4.44 2022, high threes in July the past 2 years. So and all
I like
those
this.
Years,
this is good all, work right here, Drew. I like this.
I came prepared today. You know, all those years he's typically locked in September and had really good September. So my hope is he's just going through, you know, a bit of a dead arm period. He's still striking, you know, guys out at a pretty high rate right now. So I'm way more concerned about Landon. I'm not in panic mode there with Zach at all.
And for what it's worth, I am far more concerned about Landon than Wheeler too, even though we're closer to the, you know, playoffs with Wheeler. The Wheeler thing is concerning, but he did pitch 5 innings yesterday. He's saying his arm feels okay health-wise, so like, and he's just off. So I agree with you. Of the two, I'm far more concerned about the Dickerson thing, especially because the unknown of it all.
Yeah, four shutout innings after the first two. Now let me ask you folks this, and I promise I'm not trying to, you know, like big brain or like overthink this, but creating this big separation over the Mets, are we sure that's a good thing? Because I feel like the talking point a lot of this summer has been, oh, well, you know, it's going to help them because we're going to play meaningful games in September. And last year they kind of, you know, shut it down with 2 weeks to go and we're just so cold going into the playoffs. Like I want them grinding through September a little bit like they had to do in 2022 so they're prepared. So obviously I want to win the division, but I just feel like there's like a, you know, plus minuses to that.
So I totally get that. And whether you want to play those first, you know, the 3-game series or not, we had Dave Dombrowski on in spring training and he said that, you know, obviously you can't do this, but if you could guarantee him that they would win that first best of 3 series, he would rather play that series than get the bye. You know, he'd rather play it and be hot going into that next round. So I get it. Couple things to the point. One, like, look, there are 5.5 games up today. The Mets are playing their worst baseball of the season. That doesn't mean that it's going to stay a huge margin the rest of the year. The Mets could come back. We've actually seen this go back and forth a little bit over the last month and a half to begin with.
I'll say.
Also, they're only a half game up on the Dodgers for the 2 seed. I mean, that is, I think it's a team you play for that bye. I think they're going to want to play for that bye. So I do think that, you know, being in that race for the 1, 2, 3 seed will help keep them in games and fighting, if you know what I mean. So I do think that's something there. But I like I get it. I honestly, I don't know what the right answer is with how do you want to go into the playoffs. I mean, we saw it last year. Look, it's not like the Yankees weren't playing great going into the playoffs last year, and they made it to the World Series. The Dodgers had the week off, and they still won the World Series. Both teams had the bye last year and won the and made it to the series. So, Drew, I think it's one of the more interesting and unknown questions of this whole new playoff setup is, you know, do you want to play those first three games? How much of a difference does it make? How hot do you have to be going in? Because, look, 2022, you said you wanted them to be – they were playing meaningful games going in, but it's not like they were playing good baseball in 2022 and in the playoffs.
No, you're right.
You know, they won 87 games. They almost blew it to the Brewers. I mean, we remember Richie and Joe were talking about not wanting them to celebrate when they made the playoffs because it had been so, like, backing in. So I do think you can kind of turn it on – or not turn on, but get hot when the playoffs start and be okay. But I definitely – I get your point.
It really does feel that like that three seed might be the highest probability if they did it. Like
NFL. Yeah, I agree.
With the Dodgers and Brewers, and yeah, I hate to bring this up, but I think you guys were talking about, you know, the responsibility on Cam Jurgens. Obviously, it was a much worse team, but I feel like we saw that with Kelce in 2015 when the Eagles moved off of, you know, Mathis and Hermans, and they had two new guards, and you know, just it seemed like they just weren't in sync there. So my hope is it's just a scare. I feel like Landon's had these scares before, but you know, not the news I wanted to go to bed with last night by any means.
I agree. Drew, you got an answer for us for a comeback?
Yeah, you know, I usually don't get too into golf, but after all the injuries and all, 2019 Masters, I was locked in watching Tiger on that
Sunday.
Great
answer. We are getting that. Great call, Drew, and we're getting great answers on this. It's going to be tough to vote at the end for which of these is the best comeback. Speaking of golf, one of the five sports in the Jody Kammerer versus Jack Fritz Challenge, Coach Austin, one of his tennis coaches, Coach Harris and Coach Austin, getting the camera ready to whoop Jack's ass in tennis. What up, Coach Austin?
Hey, what's up? Good morning. Yeah, I'm actually going to see Harris in a little bit. First day of girls season today, so first day of tryout.
Oh, that's awesome.
Nice.
Yes, I'm headed there actually right after I got off the phone with you guys. So yeah, I was at practice last night. Yeah, it was sad to see Landon. Definitely put a sour end to the whole practice, you know.
Yeah, look, those things are so much fun, and for a lot of people who don't get to go to the games and all that, it's their opportunity to go out and see the players in person and do all that stuff, and I know those nights have been really special in the past, and for it to happen towards the end, and, you know, the place goes silent and all that.
Well, yeah, we're all scarred by Stuart Bradley.
Of course, flight night, yeah.
I was just, I was watching the video again during a break. Do we know what leg we're talking about? Because I thought I was looking at the left leg initially.
It's the right, I believe.
Which is why I guess I couldn't understand what the heck the mechanism of injury was. The right does look like he tried to plant it and lifted it as soon as he tried to plant
it.
So
that's not good.
He was adjusting to a stunt, and as he planted that thing, it's almost like, oh! Feels ginger, lifted it, and then got hit and knocked over. That did worry me.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
We'll just have to see from the MRI. That worries
that could
me
be an
more
MCL
than what
still,
I
still. But
yeah, well, it could be an MCL. Sure, it could be the just menisci also, which you can just scope out and you can be back within a month. But it could also
be an ACL.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we'll hope for the best. We'll hope for the best. So what's good about these practices is they've gotten longer each year. So like 2 years ago.
True.
I think they were only about 45 minutes, right?
Good point.
That's when they would, and,
these practices, Coach Austin, the practices over at NovaCare, this training camp, have been longer than any we've seen under Nick Sirianni. I was out at one that was 2.5 hours. I'm pretty sure two and a half. And that was unheard of initially. They were out there working. Nick Sirianni talked about the fact that he was considering tweaking the formula last year. Actually, every year he talks about that. And he does tweak the formula according to whatever this team needs. It seems like he does a good job with that.
All right, well, I guess it was about 20 minutes too long, unfortunately.
Yeah, apparently. Come back for us, Austin?
Yeah. So just a couple other quick things. I mean, I thought the defense dominated too, especially the D-line.
Mm-hmm. Good to hear.
And I saw, I'm a big Trotter Jr. guy. His father's my favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw him calling a lot of plays and a lot of communication.
He was looking
like a leader out there.
Yeah.
And the best play of the day was Jalen.
To Devontae. I saw the clip online. It was awesome.
Over Cooper DeGene. So
yeah.
That was the best play.
Love it. Austin, you got to come back?
Yeah, come back. 28-3, Pats.
Oh, wow. That is a big answer. You know, I don't like to vote for the Pats, but I mean, that is a grand. I'm surprised it's the first actual in-a-game comeback we've gotten. Nice of Fran Rojas to pay attention to the show. Hear it was said. Play some music relating to it. I appreciate that. Fran, nice job on the ones
and
twos.
I never dropped the ball.
Great job. Little Billy
Remember
Joel.
Remember this video?
Of course.
Oh, man.
What a video.
Such a big deal.
Little BJ. Little Chrissy Brinkley action there.
Yeah. Man. That really was something. Billy Joel and Christy Brinkley.
It was.
Holy cow. And she's on his video.
Yeah.
Like, it's real. It was, it was kind of like the video sealed the deal to
it
everyone.
It did. You're right.
Like,
yeah.
Holy cow. That's real. Billy Joel is actually, are they getting married?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
because no one believed it. He had to do the video. Everyone's like, nope,
it.
I don't believe you, Billy.
Prove it,
not
Billy.
True.
Okay. He sure did prove it. There she is in the video, Uptown Girl. She's the Uptown Girl. She is his muse, his inspiration, and now he proved it. Wow.
Shout out to Billy Joel.
Good job.
What a life. Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Proud to again be PA's number one Chevrolet EV dealer. Now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs. Together, let's drive ArminChevy.com. What are you feeling more coming out of the weekend with the Phillies? You feeling positive because they swept the Rangers, or negative because you were concerned about Wheeler? That's the main question we're asking on the phone lines today. And the Eagles practiced last night. Coming up in 10 minutes, Elliot Shore Parks will join the show. We'll
get his thoughts on seeing the Dickerson injury live, if he's heard any news about it and everything else related to practice last night. For those maybe just tuning in or just waking up, Landon Dickerson last night was carted off the field towards the end of the Eagles' open practice, a sold-out Lincoln Financial Field for a practice, which is amazing. But everything went great until the end. Landon goes down. No idea what the issue is. He's getting an MRI on his knee today, according to Adam Schefter. We all hold our breath and wait to see what happens to Dickerson. Keep it here on WIP. Obviously, as soon as there's any news of any kind, we'll update you. But we'll see what Elliot Shore Parks has heard since last night. We'll join Elliot will join us in about 9 minutes. Let's go back to the phone and talk to our buddy Ken in Cinnamons. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, friends. How are you today?
Doing all right, Ken.
What a shock. It's a Monday in August and Joe DeCamera is not here.
Right? So. Right. Mm. I know. Yeah, it's and more shocking when he is here on a Monday in August. That's
in
right.
other news, the sun rose in the east today.
That's right. Correct.
Mm-hmm. So on the Eagles, real quick, look, I'm not going to pretend that replacing the best guard in football is just, you know, no big deal. But I'm hoping this is an opportunity to get a long look at Trevor Keegan. I really love him.
That's my guy. He hasn't. He has not shown so far since being an Eagle.
Why is he your guy?
I liked him in Michigan. I liked the idea of him a captain at Michigan. He felt like a.
I liked him. In Michigan, too. I just liked.
I liked the pick when they made it, but I have
nothing since.
Yeah, I mean they're trying him out at center. Like I love the thought, Ken, but I am not hopeful for Keegan.
Well, it seems like they've been kind of looking at him maybe being the swing guy that can plug in, you know, all
at
over the line.
Center, guard, and stuff the like that. Yeah.
The interior swing guy. Yeah.
So, I mean, we know that, you know, the upside of injuries, because the downside is huge, is that it creates an opportunity for somebody else. And I'm just hoping that we get a look to see if Trevor Keegan can be what we thought he was going to be when they picked him.
I hope so, too, Ken. I hope so, too.
On the Phillies, I think... when we get to, you know, October, it's going to turn out that the single biggest acquisition at the trade deadline that anybody made was the Phillies trading for Yoán Duran.
It might
and
be.
Look, if you had held a gun to my head before the trade deadline, unfortunately nobody does that anymore.
Some of us would like to.
Hold on. Great line, Rhea. Here's my other question, though. Ken said nobody does that anymore. Are you saying people were often holding guns to your head in the past and it just doesn't happen anymore? Because I'm confused.
I've had guns pointed at me more than once. But that
wow.
Is, that was,
there you go,
believe
Ken.
That.
Yeah.
I would have said I would have rather had Duran than Mason Miller before the trade deadline.
I would, too.
Mason Miller has not been great.
Outside of the years of control, and you can argue, like, as an asset and all that, but I like Duran better. I think he's a better pitcher.
I just think he's better.
Yeah, and I think he's a better pitcher. I agree.
Ryan Helsley's been a disaster for the Mets. Of course, everything the Mets touch right now becomes a disaster. So it's kind of fun to watch from a distance. But, you know, look, the Phillies cannot win the World Series without Zach Wheeler. The end. No way. No other way to put it. He is probably the most important member of that team in the postseason when in a 7-game series.
It's a good question. I don't know. I don't think he'd get it three times in a 7-game series. Maybe he'd come in relief potentially in the third one. The way they pitch now, he's not going to do like the, you know, chilling thing. But I don't know. Is he the most important Philly? I mean, it's hard when you don't play in every game to be the most important Philly in a series. But he is so important as that leader guy, ace guy. You know, it's an interesting one, Ken. I don't know if he's the most important or not, but he's certainly up there.
Well, the Phillies don't win the 2008 World Series without Cole Hamels being Cole Hamels.
Of course,
right?
without a doubt.
When offense and home runs in particular are at a premium in the postseason, when you've got a horse like Zach Wheeler who you can count on going out there giving you seven.
But we haven't been able to count on him to go out there and give us seven.
Well, that's the problem. I mean, if he needs a month off, give him a month off. Like they need Zach Wheeler to be Zach Wheeler if they're going to have a legitimate shot to win the World Series.
Yeah, I agree. They need to do whatever it takes right now to figure this thing out and, you know, get him. And look, sometimes it's protecting him from himself. I mean, you heard him talking mm-hmm. earlier, and we'll play the audio again at some point. But, you know, he basically said things have been off for a while. You know, he felt healthy yesterday, but that it's just off. He doesn't quite know what's going on and all that. But he says, just got to keep pitching and I'll get through it. Maybe you don't, Zach. Maybe you need to sit down for a few weeks to get through it. And that's the kind of spot where the team might have to step in and say, hey, Zach, listen, we're going to shut you down for a few weeks and get this right.
I thought it was interesting the way he talked about it, too. He said that he was sort of guessing as to what was going on inside his shoulder and trying to sort of treat it, like self-treat it, just like he self-assesses on the mound and makes almost like coaching changes while he's pitching. He's trying to do the same thing from a medical perspective with his shoulder. And he said he needed the imaging. The team needed the imaging to determine the specifics of what they needed to address. It was bad enough that what he was able to do from just being able to feel his own body and make the adjustments, it no longer worked.
And you wonder, he said a while is all he said, but how long has he been dealing with this and making adjustments without...
I think it's... This season, clear that it's been like the last four or five games.
It's certainly been, like he said, a while. Like he said, it's been there for a while. So, Ken, it's the Wheeler thing is super, super important. Ken, you got an answer for a comeback for us?
Probably the most important comeback to the world of the 20th century. This guy was self-banished from the government for 10 years and then came back to be the Prime Minister of Britain during World War II.
Oh,
Winston Churchill.
Ken, that's a very good answer. Wow, we are getting Joe great answers. It'd be a lie. It's the one. With Joe, it would have been him for the last 2.5 hours being like, I have an answer in mind and I'm waiting for it. And then that was my answer. Great job. Mm-hmm. Great job.
He was a fascinating movie about him. He's pretty wild.
Was it the Gary Oldman one?
No, it was not. It was a different one.
Got it. Yeah, no, Churchill was a
fascinating character.
Fascinating character. A flawed human, obviously, but also
very
someone
much
who obviously did a lot as well on the positive side. All right, 215-592-9494. We're coming up in a couple minutes. Elliot Shore Parks will join the show to give us his thoughts on last night, being at the open practice, all that. Let's go to the phones and talk to Chuck in Cherry Hill. Hey, Chuck.
Hey, gang. Good morning. Happy Monday.
Thanks, Chuck.
Well, John, first time we've connected in a while. So
I was about to say ever. I don't think so.
No, not ever. No, but congratulations, John, on the engagement and happy news. I'm happy for you.
Chuck.
That's terrific, buddy.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, buddy. Ken just detonated my answer. I thought was pretty good.
Friend crime.
Yeah, he was at a party of ours Friday night. Now he's detonating my answer. Yeah, I had the Minnesota Vikings down 33 at the halftime and winning a game in 22, but Winston Churchill's tough to beat.
Yeah, yeah.
So, James, here's a weird situation, and I'll talk a little bit of baseball. So I want to wish my wife, Marion, a happy birthday. She's up on the third floor confined because she's got hoof and mouth disease. I can't see her, but I miss her very much. I'm two floors below her. I can't see her for a week. Yeah, true story. Yeah, it's crazy anyway, but...
Well, happy birthday.
That's an actual disease.
I hope she's okay. Isn't that like little kids get
usually,
that?
Usually, yeah.
John, the whole family got sick on vacation. All the grandkids got it. The adults got it. And then Marion got it. She's got... This is crazy. I didn't know anything about it. Anyway, I'm not trying to minimize it. She's got the hoof of hoof-mouth disease. She's only got the hoof part, which is just bizarre. But anyway, it's... It's unfortunate, but it could be much worse, that's for sure. So on the Phillies, this is something. 4-for-33 was our top three hitters in Texas. If you said we were going to sweep anybody with our top three hitters going 4-for-33, now that's pretty remarkable. But it does show that everybody's playing great baseball right now. The bottom of the order we've talked about. But these two trades, just a lockdown closer and a center fielder like that just makes his team a whole different dimension, man. I'm as excited about it. And defensively, I've been a harsh critic. They've moved up six spots. They're almost
They've
dying.
Gotten better, Chuck. I'm happy you brought that up because that's something we've talked about. But just eye test, anecdotally watching it, like it does feel like they've been playing. I mean, Trey, that play yesterday, but that was with Durant. I mean, that looked like, he ended up giving his first hit after that. But that was a great play. Just in general, it's a good point. I feel like they have been better defensively over the last month and a half.
Yeah, he changes position, his footwork. He's playing up a little bit. It's made a difference. But, he also had a bad finger. He broke 2 years ago on a bunt, and he couldn't grip the baseball. He doesn't use excuses, Trey, but he really could not grip the baseball. And psychologically, that's tough to play
through.
So
he told you so you could put the excuse out there for him. I like that. That's
good. That's all I got. I'm on.
Chuck, you got a answer for a come? Oh, you get the Vikings. Okay. Chuck,
yeah, the Vikings.
Great call, great my time. Friend. Always thanks, a pleasure. Chuck. All right. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones in a few minutes, but let's go out on the guest line. Welcome in our first and only guest of the day, the only guest that I needed to talk to today, my co-host of the Go Birds podcast. He is our Eagles reporter here at WIP, and you heard him and Jack Fritz on the call of the open practice last night, the one, the only Mr. Elliot Sharp Parks. Hey, what up, pal?
What up? How you guys doing this morning?
We're well, not
yeah.
sure.
We were doing yeah. better until the end of the open practice.
Amen.
Yeah,
amen.
let's just dive in right there. I mean, you were in the. We'll get to all that you saw at the open practice and Saturday's practice and all that stuff. But just let's get to no reason to bury the lead here, even if the lead isn't fun. You were there. You saw it happen. You called it on WIP as it happened. The whole Landon Dickerson thing, the injury, what you think you saw or what you saw with it, and then anything you know or have heard since then. Give us the scoop.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was definitely a scary moment at the stadium. It was one of the final plays of practice.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Man.
One of the final plays. And, you know, obviously watching practice, you know, I'm watching the ball, right? So the play is over. Then you look, you see Landon's down on the field. Jordan Mailata was over there. Eventually, Nick Sirianni, the trainers, Howie Roseman were over there. Mm-hmm. All the players were on a knee. And, you know, for what was a really loud, exciting, like passionate crowd throughout the night, it was dead quiet in the link as everyone was kind of mm-hmm. waiting and looking to see what happened. Eventually, Landon Dickerson was helped up. He was unable to put really any or much pressure on his right leg. He was taken to the trainer's table. At that point, he was carted into the locker room. And now we wait. He'll get testing on his knee today. A weird part about the open practice is we're not allowed to film, but all 50,000 people in the crowd are allowed to film.
It's so ridiculous.
Why? Yeah, so, what an insane rule.
Yeah, but the you know, for last night at least, the benefit is we have had a chance to look at the play where Landon gets hurt. You know, he's getting testing on his knee, so there was hope that maybe his foot got stepped on or if it was an ankle thing. It doesn't seem like that's going to be the case. So yeah. The Eagles are not on the practice field today. They'll be back out there tomorrow. And now we wait and hope it's not that serious. But just being there, seeing Jordan Mailata's reaction, especially like Mailata kind of followed him all around the field as he was taken from the tent, and he seemed upset. So hopefully it's not anything serious.
Don't love that.
Yeah. No, it's a big loss for sure.
Landon Dickerson, his knees when he was in college, those were the problem for the most part, correct, Elliot?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, he missed time in college because of the knee. But, you know, at this point, that's quite a bit.
Yeah, ancient history.
Ancient history.
Yeah. Now, what is noteworthy, though, he has been on the injury report recently, I believe. I have to double-check the exact day. But I believe
it was Saturday, wasn't it?
Yeah, Saturday.
Well, and we all remember he had the issues in the NFC Championship game. He had to leave the game. The Cam Jurgens, him and, you know, the first half, second half thing. So,
yeah. Yeah, so Saturday he was on the practice report with a knee injury. He was limited. He's been kind of in and out of practice throughout training camp, I would say mostly just precautionary. We've seen a lot of Brett Toth in there. At right guard. So, you know, hopefully the news today is good. He's not out for an extended amount of time. But, you know, in a world where he is, it's a huge loss. And I'm sure we'll talk about, on the field. But I can't stress off the field what a big deal Landon Dickerson is in that locker room. I think as he's, you know, had his NFL career over the years, he has become a vocal leader in there. You often see him breaking down the huddle of the offensive lineman prior to the game. He's someone that talks to the media all the time when things are good, when things are bad. Landon's there to talk. And him and Mailata are super, super close and really hold down that left side of the line together. So it's emotionally, I think, would be a big blow to this team if he were to suffer a serious injury.
Yeah, that's not what you want to hear. Quickly, before we move on from the Dickerson thing, Toth, you said, came in to replace him. I know Matt Pryor has been brought back as a potential option. How do you think they would go about filling the hole, depending on the length of the injury, too? Obviously, yeah. Short-term, long-term, do you think they go get somebody? What do you think the plan would be to replace?
Yeah, so it's really, really hard to acquire good offensive line talent. Most teams can't even field five good starters, let alone have a seventh, eighth, ninth guy that they're willing to trade. So if Landon is out an extended amount of time, I think they would likely bring somebody in, but I would be surprised if they're able to acquire somebody that we would feel, okay, this is, you know, he is an above average, like high level starter. So more than likely, the solution would come from the roster. And I think it would probably be Matt Pryor. Now, it's worth noting Matt Pryor has been practicing behind Tyler Steen throughout training camp, so he's not been practicing on the left side. That's been Brett Toth. And then Kenyon Green, who they acquired in the trade, has also been on the left side. So I would think that it would, you know, maybe they could move Steen to the left and push Matt Pryor up there to get their two best guys in there. But there's no easy solution to this. Like, they are a thin offensive line behind the starters. And Dickerson is a big loss. So, you know, Pryor has NFL experience, but he is not an above average NFL player.
Matt Pryor has also been a guy he's moved around tackle and guard both. Elliot, is there a possibility that, you know, like Cameron Williams or Kendall Lamb or Miles Hinton, these young tackles, could move inside like the Eagles did last year with Mekhi Becton?
Right. I would be surprised, especially with the rookies. I mean, they're now just adjusting to the NFL. To switch their position would be pretty tough. But if it's going to be a younger player, and maybe somebody, again, because if he's out all year, and hopefully that's not the case, but if this is a serious injury, you do wonder then if they make a switch now with like a Drew Kendall, who played center in college, but you know, presumably could swing out to guard if needed. Because if you move Matt Pryor up to the starting lineup, you're now losing your top backup at arguably, you know, four spots. And I know the whole point of being a backup is for this instance, but yeah, on game day, you know, he could go in on multiple spots. So, yeah, I don't think it'll be one of the young tackles, but a name I would maybe keep an eye on is Drew Kendall.
Okay. We have a joint practice with the Browns. The Browns looked like a pretty exciting team in their first week. How are things going to shape up? What does this look like for the Eagles over the next couple of days, Elliot?
Yeah, so they don't practice today. They will practice tomorrow without the Cleveland Browns. It'll just be a normal day of practice. And then Wednesday and Thursday, they'll have 2 days of joint practices with the Cleveland Browns. And the joint practices are the best work this team gets during the preseason, because obviously the starters don't play much. I'd imagine after Landon Dickerson's injury, you won't see them anywhere near a field, in the final preseason game. So there will be two hard days of work. They do these joint practices every year. Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts are 9-2 in these joint practices, so they often bring the competitive advantage.
Official scoring, right?
Official yes. Score, exactly.
Can now, I find those on Pro Football Reference? Are they listed anywhere?
No, those are only on @ElliottShortParks
okay,
on
good,
Twitter.
Yeah. I just want to know where to find the information.
Yep, no problem. But one of the two losses was to the Cleveland Browns, who came into Philadelphia 2 years ago, and I thought brought the energy the Eagles didn't bring. So it'll be competitive 2 days for sure.
Shedeur Sanders.
I bet on the Eagles that day, too, so it was a real disappointing loss.
Yeah, look, revenge will be on the mind, for sure.
Is it going to be Shedeur Sanders who's testing our defense?
Yeah, well, they'll go against all the quarterbacks.
Shedeur looks really good, Elliot.
Yeah, he looked awesome in that opener. I mean, I can't wait to watch him. It'll be exciting to see. We'll see if he's still with the Cleveland starters. I'm not sure what their injury situation is there, but yeah, it'll be awesome to see him for sure. Him versus Tanner McKee, I guess.
When Jahad Campbell was able to play and participate in that first preseason game, do you get any sort of, I don't know, is there scuttlebutt? Is there feedback from within the NovaCare, in that building, guys talking about the way guys played in the game? You know, what was the general consensus, coaches and players, for just the way that he played, the way that he looked his first time out?
Yeah, I think he came out of the game with people encouraged about how he looked. And I think overall in training camp, they've been very encouraged by how he looks. Last night at the open practice, he was with the starting unit with the linebackers. So I think he will be out there week one as a starter. And last night, I mean, you can just see what he can bring right now to the team. There was a play last night where they sent him on a blitz, and there was not some huge hole for him to run through. But for as long as he is, he does an awesome job of making himself skinny when he has to get through the hole get through the line to get to the quarterback. So there was a play last night where they blitzed him. He gets through the line. He gets to Jalen and probably would have been a sack in a game. So I still think, you know, as with all rookies, like he has to adjust and get to a point where he's playing 60, 70 snaps at a high level, like whether it's coverage and all that stuff. But in terms of just what he'll bring to the team right away, the Cowboys will have to be aware of what he's doing on every single snap because he's athletic enough to cause a ton of havoc. And he's already showing that in practices.
That's awesome. The other edge guys, well, I don't even know. I guess we're not calling him an edge guy yet. Josh Uche, Aziz Ojulari, Ogbo Okoronkwo, those three guys who we were depending upon, like we really needed to see something, some spark in that preseason game. Who sparked?
So I didn't think any of them had a good game. I do think Okoronkwo is someone that's definitely been a surprise. They signed him late in the game here. He wasn't a priority free agent for them, but he's been good. He's been good in practice, and I thought he had some good reps in the game. At this point, I think he's outplayed Aziz Ojulari. Now, the tough thing with Ojulari is the business side of this. They gave him $3 million. So that's not, you know, a ton of money, right? But it is certainly enough where they really, really, really want him to make the roster and not burn that $3 million. So I think he's been a disappointment so far, at least to what I've seen in practice. Mm-hmm. But the player of the three that I think has helped themselves more than anybody else is Josh Uche. Josh Uche has been outstanding the past week or so, I would say, at practice. He's consistently getting to the quarterback. And, you know, there's been times, and I don't think he will start week one, but there have been times at practice where he has been with the first team over Jalix Hunt. So I think they feel pretty comfortable right now with him as their clear-cut third guy. And then after that, it's still, you know, guys competing for that fourth spot.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That is a big deal right there, Elliot. That's good to know. Uche is the guy who's leading that group. Leading the second group, meaning behind Jalix Hunt, behind Nolan Smith.
Yeah, I think he's more in that first group though than he is that second group.
Well, they rotate guys to
exactly
begin with,
right. But sure. He started. You know, camp maybe being the fourth or fifth guy. So he's worked his way up for sure.
Is it possible he passes Jalix Hunt by the time the season starts? So it's him on one side, Nolan Smith on the other as a starter.
I could picture a world where in big snaps in week one, like fourth quarter, third down, have to get to Dak Prescott. I could picture a world where he's out there over Jalix Hunt.
Wow.
I'd be pretty surprised if week one, snap one, he's out there. I think they want Hunt and Nolan to be the starters. But to what James is saying, they rotate them so much. It'll be more about what the snap counts are. And I do think Uche has played well enough where he might be eating into Jalix Hunt snaps a little bit. But Jalix has been good too, to be clear. Like, I don't think Jalix is losing snaps because of his play. I think Uche has just been good enough that they're really trying to get him out there against the first unit and see how he does.
And what did you see from our new cornerback, Jacorian Bennett? As I understand, we no longer have Kelee Ringo starting, and it's Adoree Jackson or Jacorian Bennett who were competing the last couple days at practice.
Yeah, so I wouldn't take Kelee out of that competition yet. Okay. He had a nice play last night, but it was with the second team. Adoree was with the first team offense. I'm sorry, defense. And he has, in my opinion, Adoree has gotten more and more snaps with the starters over the past week. They still rotate in there, but it feels like Adoree is getting the majority of them. And then last night, Jacorian Bennett did get some first team reps out there. So the fact that they're already putting him out there is a sign of A, how much they like him, but B, how open they are to him winning this job. Because even though it kind of still probably feels to some like camp just started, I mean, camp's over halfway over.
Dude, like we are less than 3 weeks away from football. Like,
exactly.
Right? I mean, we are 3 weeks actually exactly away from football. Like, exactly.
Yeah. So they have to make this decision soon. I mean, they don't have all the time in the world anymore. So they got to get Bennett up there, see how he does, and decide. But no, I mean, without question, I think Keeley's stock took a hit in that preseason game.
And who's our strong safety going to be? Sidney Brown, did he play well enough? Andrew Makuba, the rookie, is it his job to lose? Is it Scene? How do we say it? Scene?
Lewis Scene. Unfortunately, your boy, I don't think, is going to be up there.
I think
he won't be making the team, if I had to guess. But in terms of the starting job, I know, I'm sorry. Buddy,
what about Andre Sam?
So
we'll just find
there we
a new
go.
Guy to ask.
I was about to
about.
Say, yeah,
what about Max look and
at,
Hook.
Look at that loyalty. Poor Lewis. Yeah, just got dumped on the spot right there. I mean, Andre Sam has been good. Andre Sam's someone that I know Christian Parker really likes, the defensive backs coach. He talked last year about how one player behind the scenes that we didn't get to see, but someone that they see every day that really improved was Andre Sam. So I think he has a chance to make this roster. But in terms of the starter, I think Sidney has that job on lock. He has been, Andrew Makuba missed about a week with the shoulder injury, and Sidney has been good, I think, in practice. And then last night, he had a really nice play where he broke up a touchdown throw from Hurts to Dallas Goedert at the goal line. So he seems to be improving, and I think it'll be him out there in week one.
Elliot, last one before we let you go. Was there anything else from last night, the open practice, that that really stood out to you that you want to let the audience know?
Yeah, I think the story of last night, outside of Landon, obviously, was the play of the defensive line. I mean, Jalen might have been sacked 4 or 5 times during practice. And, it's hard to tell, is that Jalen holding on to the ball? Is that the offensive line not playing well? Is it the defensive line dominating? And, with the Jeff Stoutland offensive line, I tend to always give them the benefit of the doubt. But the defensive line was amazing. Moro Jamo had some really nice plays. Gabe Hall had a really nice play. So, yeah, they had a really, really good night. Jalen Carter as well. So they were all over Jalen.
All right. Hold on
before Elliot goes.
Uh-oh.
So are you prepared to
I forgot. Rhea,
that
go
you're
ahead.
Completely wrong about
Rhea's
the traffic?
Rhea's very mad at you about this, Elliot.
Yeah, so
this is the first one of the first two things Rhea said to me this morning was, did you hear Elliot, and then did you hear Al go after Elliot?
So, of course, I knew that after I said this on air, the traffic would be horrendous last night. It took me longer than ever. Here's my thing. Yes, there is traffic. I agree with that. Is it worse than it used to be? Maybe it's worse than it used to be.
Here's what I'm going to tell you about Thursday night, because I was there on Thursday night. I'm not talking about last night. I was not there.
Okay.
Thursday night was so outrageous because what they have taken to doing now is closing down the off-ramp from 95 to Broad Street. So you had people, they literally started the Nate Bargatze show 45 minutes late because the place was empty. So whatever they're doing down there now, it's completely outrageous and it needs to stop. I mean, I've heard stories of people 3 hours in traffic, 4 hours, where they just turned around eventually and went home, whether they were going to the Eagles preseason game or they were going to the concert. And by the way, I believe that They are offering some refunds from what I've seen for the Nate Bargatze. But it what they're doing down there, Elliot, it's 1,000 times worse. And it involves when they shut down the 95.
Yeah, well, I'll say Rhea was way more convincing than Spike was.
I don't think there's much of an argument. I guess I am Rhea wrong. Said. What I, Rhea said is yeah, pretty
factual. The only thing I was trying to say is
when
you have 80,000 people, yes. There is going to be traffic. But it was worse last night for sure.
I think the biggest issue is they can't schedule these two things at the same time.
No, they can't.
If they have an Eagles game, sorry, no Nate Bargatze.
And people who are, you know, familiar, like I leave when there's a 1 o'clock Eagles game, I live 5 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
I leave at 9:30.
Oh yeah.
So I don't deal with it because I get over there. But this what happened on Thursday night was completely outrageous.
Yeah, I don't remember. Look, to Elliot's point, you know, there's always traffic and we deal with this stuff. This feels I didn't go to either of these, so I wasn't a part of it. But the reaction to it feels different than in recent years.
Yeah, sitting in your car for 3 or 4 hours.
Do you know why they've made this change? That's what's surprising to me. Like why?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know why they're doing it because I know.
If you're in charge of this decision, call now 215-592-9494. We'll crush you for it.
Yeah, you can't block that.
Crazy decision. Yeah. Honestly, I mean, all roads should be open in that situation. Like anything you can do to get people there quicker. All right, Elliot. Other than your traffic takes, you're great today.
Thank you. Well, I appreciate being educated.
All right, there you go. We will talk to Elliot later in the week. Obviously, get some updates from the. The big open practices this week, as Elliot said, with 9-2, so important. You can,
They have to do something because I've heard from too many people who literally gave up after 3 or 4 hours. People who left their homes at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, no,
you know,
that's,
for a
40-minute
ride.
That's unacceptable.
There was no traffic accidents.
That's the point. There are going to be things that happen. You know. Bleep happens, as we like to say, where there'll be accidents, there'll be traffic for some dumb reason, something will happen. Like, that's life. That happens. Yeah. But to this point where it seems like there is decisions being made in terms of traffic patterns and what to open and close and stuff that is massively extending the amount of time.
I feel
that
bad for people.
Yeah, that's not right. Yeah. I mean, they have to fix that. And that's a real thing. So if you're listening and you're in charge, you can call. But either way, get on this.
Get it together.
It's only going to get worse. Look, because guess what? You know, to the point of us saying, you know, don't schedule a Nate Bargatze show when there's an Eagles preseason game. Like, sure.
The Nate Bargatze show was probably scheduled a year ago.
You know what's harder to schedule? Phillies playoff games if they have to happen.
Exactly.
You know, like stuff like that. September baseball, all that stuff.
It's going
to
happen.
There's going to be issues. They're going to run into this stuff. It's something they definitely need to get a hold of. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Tom in Newark. What up, Tom?
Hey, how you doing?
Doing
I had
great,
a great time at the game yesterday.
Nice.
The thing of it was I got a bad knee, and I had to park over by the Sixers.
Sure.
Okay. Walked over to the stadium. It was crowded, needless to say, and I asked to have some handicap seating. And they told me, the guys were great, told me what I had to go through to get that. On my way, a guy comes up to me and he says, my name is Don Smolinski.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I heard you're having trouble getting some seating. The guy took me to his personal suite, and we watched the game.
No way. Don Smolinski is a wonderful guy. He is such a nice human being and obviously is phenomenal at his job. That's really cool to hear that, Tom.
And the thing of it is I got a chance to see what's behind the scenes. It wasn't just a practice for the team. It also seemed like it was a practice for the people that were working there. That's why
I'm sure it is.
Dress rehearsal.
Yeah,
everybody was, you know, and the announcer was having them holler defense. It was, you know, practicing how everything was going to go for the games. It was just a great experience.
Oh, absolutely, Tom. And you'll notice you got the coaches on the sideline, the get back coaches practicing with the guys to get back. That's a huge issue. It is a dress rehearsal for all the games that are going to take place this year.
When I got home and thanked him, and damn if he didn't text me back this morning. And somebody that worked for him, because some of the things that he said, it was actually him texting back.
Wow.
And it was a credit to that Eagles staff, and that's why we're such big Eagles.
Yeah.
What you have to know about Don is Don walks the parking lots for the tailgates before every Eagles game.
Don's
knows.
Man.
Yeah, he's got his pulse.
He's been here a long time. He understands the city, the team, the fan base. And to the point Richie made before, it's really – this – Eagles organization is functioning at such a high level on every level. You know, it really is amazing to see the way that the football operations works. They are functioning at such a high level. They've always, the Don Smolinski stuff, they've always functioned at such a high level. The outreach, the alumni stuff, the charity stuff, all of it. Yeah, Tom, it's first class the way they go about their business. Tom, you got an answer for a comeback for us, buddy?
As nobody gave you Muhammad Ali. I've been trying to listen to
it. It's a big answer, Tom. Tom, great call. Muhammad Ali, a big, big answer. I'm just looking up at the TV screen again. John, any thoughts on the 70-yard field goal hit by Cam Little this weekend? How much would it suck to break it? It's like the, you know, like you break an Olympic record or something, but it's not in the Olympics, so it's not an Olympic record. You know
what's crazy? My high school kicker, the kicker at my high school, Jeff Save, who went on to kick at Clemson, he could kick 70-yard field goals. I saw him kick 70-yard field goals when we were in high school.
Wow.
So a lot of kickers can do this.
Just not in games.
They just never do it in
games.
And
they don't get a lot of chances.
And the coaches don't give them a chance to try it because of all the negative stuff. I mean, you can very easily get that thing returned for points.
Yeah, exactly. So
coaches sort of steer clear if it gets too far away.
Yeah, and the trajectory, it's easier to block it and all that stuff. Yeah, but still fascinating, and what a kick. All right, 215-592.
It is amazing.
It's amazing.
It's pretty massive kick. The record for the longest time
66
was Dempsey with the
63. Oh, for 63, our whole lives.
Our whole lives.
Like my whole childhood, the whole thing was Dempsey.
The old NFL Films footage of that, he had the specially
A club foot.
Built cleat. Yeah. And I always thought, man, that gives him an advantage, doesn't it?
100%. When I went out to the Hall of Fame, you know, many, many years ago, it was the one thing I wanted to go see.
Yeah.
I was like, I got to see this thing.
Our whole lives, that was it. Now it's like, you know, there's like eight people who've kicked 63 or longer now, and obviously 66 are good. But 70, that's neat.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.